So you're thinking about getting hypnosis and hypnotherapy training. It's very important that you choose the right school to maximize your investment of time, money, and effort. And in this video, I'm going to go over the nine essential things that you'll want to consider when making that choice. Hello, I'm Cal Banyan, and I want to let you in on some of the most important things, nine important factors that I highly recommend you consider when choosing a school for you so that you can become a successful hypnotist and hypnotherapist. How do I know? I've trained thousands of hypnotists around the world, written books, articles, and given presentations at the largest conventions in the world. And it's my heartfelt desire for you, if you want to become a hypnotist or hypnotherapist, be successful in your practice. And it all starts off with choosing the right school for you. All right, let's get right into it. Number one is the certified instructor that you're working with, have they done what you want to do? Have they successfully built a hypnosis practice? Are they or have they seen thousands of hypnosis clients themselves? Have they developed the kind of income that you want in your hypnosis practice? Too many people out there take a course and decide they want to be teachers with very little experience under their belt. So ask them, what kind of money have you made? What kind of experience do you have? That's a very telling question to ask. Number two is too many hypnotist schools. They do an introductory training, and introductory training is just not enough to help you become a successful hypnotist. Too many trainings are like a weekend training, or even sometimes they'll spend up to a year, and most of it's just introductory training. And it's like taking a psychology 101 class and then trying to see clients. You just don't know what you need to know. In fact, after a course like that, you don't even know what you don't know. And so you what you do so what happens is you wind up feeling inside of you that something's missing because something is missing and you don't have the confidence. This just doesn't add up. In fact, they take a what we call a script no test approach to seeing clients, and you have to have a script for everything. And real deep professional hypnosis training goes far beyond that. So make sure that they're not going to just turn you into a script hypnotist that is reliant on a hypnosis script to do everything from inducing the hypnosis to doing the hypnosis work to emerging them and all that kind of stuff. Number three is, and this is a big no-no, and I see it over and over again, and that is lack of supervised training during the hypnosis course. Too many hypnotists don't do supervised training where they should have exercises that you do in class where you can actually practice doing what you're learning in class, and it should be supervised. Someone there should be there watching you, coaching you along the way, doing two especially important things. One, when you do something right, I need to let you know, oh, that was good. That was right. Then your confidence goes up. And if you're starting to do something that's not right, then they can stop you right away and say, oh, before that becomes a habit, let's change that to doing this, this, and this. And then what happens is you have rapid development with high confidence in what you're learning. So make sure that school every day in class has at least one or two periods of practice where you practiced what you learned in class. Well, so important. Number four, and that is training tends to be too narrow. They'll teach you how to work with specific things like stop smoking training or confidence training or something like that, instead of giving you an approach like five-pathers have, people who learn and are certified in five-phase advanced transformational hypnosis. Then what happens is you learn an approach that enables you to work on a broad variety of topics because you have a system. You always know what you're going to do. So make sure that they provide you with a broad-based approach to doing hypnosis so you can be more successful. Imagine this. If you only know how to work with stop smoking, or you only know how to work with sports, or you only know how to work with confidence, then what happens is you got to turn away a whole lot of people that want to work on those issues. So you need to have a broadband approach so that you have a system that works with a wide variety of issues. Number five on my list, number five. Well, you know what? We're in a new world. And some of the hypnosis training out there is still stuck in the last century, and that they're only teaching you how to work with clients in person. Now, it's important to know how to work with clients in person, but nowadays, if you can't offer all of your services online, you are so last century, and you're going to miss out on a whole world of opportunities. That's right, a whole world of opportunities. Myself, I work with clients from all over the world, and I work with clients from the local area who see me in my office. So make sure that they teach you how to hypnotize and do hypnosis work online. As a matter of fact, in all of our classes, we have both online students live in our online classroom and in our physical classroom. And during our practice sessions, our students get a chance to work with people one-to-one, face-to-face, and online. And so they leave confident that they can build a practice where a great percentage of their clients are online, or some people will build a practice that's entirely online. Wow, what a great breakthrough. Make sure they're giving you practice and training on how to see clients and be successful online. Number six. Here's the deal. Make sure that your teacher and your school is going to teach you advanced techniques. There's so much more to the world of hypnosis than just reading scripts. There's advanced hypnotherapy, there's such as age regression, parts work, and with the five path system, we integrate all the most powerful techniques into a system that you can use for anything. We have instant and rapid inductions that work both online and in person. We also have age regression work, age progression work, hyper suggestibility, working with emotional resonance. And we also have forgiveness work and a new thing that I don't think anybody else offers, and that's part mediation therapy, which is a way to resolve internal conflicts that may be holding your client back from success. So make sure you're not just learning the most basic stuff, but you're also able to learn advanced techniques. Number seven, make sure some people are so good at marketing. They're way better at marketing than they are at hypnosis or hypnotherapy, and they can fill a room. They might have 30, 40 people in a classroom. That's a disaster waiting to happen, in my opinion. We always think about, probably the most optimum number for a class size is about 12. That ensures that everybody has a chance to ask questions or get something repeated, and so that supervised practice can happen. So ask them how big their classes are. Big classes are just not very personal, and you just can get lost in the crowd. So make sure they minimize the size of their classes. That will pay off for you very big. Number eight. Then this is really, really important. Too many schools or too many individual independent teachers can teach a pretty good class, but then once they're done, they hand you a certificate and say, good luck. Now, what you want to do is you want to go through a training that fits you into a professional organization of successful hypnotists. Like, for example, we have an ongoing discussion group that is busy. Every day, probably 3 to 6 messages get posted on that, and we answer questions all the time. And you don't even need to ask a question. You can, when you graduate, you're automatically subscribed to that group, and you can just watch all the questions that are being asked. And that's a wonderful way of having ongoing support. In addition, of course, you can call and we can help you out. And we also have other more advanced training. Plus, we do periodic times where I just get on Zoom and invite everybody to get on, and we discuss topics of the day, we discuss upcoming events, and I'm just open to answering questions about your clients and everything that's on your mind. Because you know what? You need to be a confident hypnotist as well as a well-trained hypnotist. And a lot of that confidence comes from knowing that when you've got questions, answers are right there for you. Beware of the ones that say, oh, if you have any questions, give me a call. I've talked to too many hypnotists that failed in other programs and then went through ours and said, you know, besides the great training, one of the things I really liked about you with my previous training, I felt kind of weird calling them and bothering them about a question I might have. Or if I did call them, they just kind of blew me off and really did sound like I was bothering them. So with us, we have an ongoing discussion group that's going on. We have optional training that you can get for advanced topics and all that kind of stuff. So that we have ongoing professional development and certifications like board certification. Number nine, and this is really important. You know, in every profession, there's ongoing training and development. Once you've graduated from our program, you have everything you need to go out there and start seeing clients. But gosh, there's always more to learn. And with our school, the Banyan Hypnosis Career Training.com school, you know what? We have ongoing training where you can become trained as a board certified hypnotist. That's optional. There's also advanced trainings on particular topics. And with that, you have built-in professional development. You don't have to go looking. And one of the important things is too many schools. The person, maybe they're, how shall I say, a jack of all trades, but master of none. They are an EFT certified person, an NLP certified person, a hypnosis trainer. And as soon as you graduate from their training, they said, now you got to become an NLP master, NLP person, or now you need to do EFT, or now you need to whatever it is. And what happens is it dilutes your hypnosis confidence and certification. All of our advanced training builds on your initial certification training. Now, once again, the initial certification training is all you need to go out and start seeing clients right away. We have clients, we have students in our class that already have clients scheduled for after they graduate. And so the very next day after class, they start seeing clients. Now, what's really important about this is that the person that trains you really cares about your success. I've been saying now for almost 30 years of training hypnotists and seeing clients of doing what? Of believing from my heart that my success comes from your success. And when you have success, your clients succeed, you succeed, and I succeed. All right, time for a bonus. My bonus is, man, before you sign up for any certification course, you need to call. You need to call and you need to kind of check them out. Is there anything that wasn't covered in the materials on the website that you have a question about? Does somebody else you know have a question you couldn't answer? Call the school. Talk to the people. Do they have someone answering the phone that doesn't even know anything about hypnosis? They're just a receptionist? Or do you have somebody that you can talk to right away who really knows the profession, who has really been successful in the profession, and really, really, really wants you to be successful, to become part of a community. And so that's really important. You gotta call. So with that, I wanna encourage you to go to BanyanHypnosisCareerTraining.com. More information about our training is right there and our phone number so that you can call us, get your questions answered, and become one of the best hypnotists in the world. Five pathers are known as the top 1%. Okay, let's see here. Well, I got my checklist. Oh, yes. Our next hypnosis certification courses, if you're watching this, you know, as I'm putting it out, is May 18th to the 24th, 2025, and September 14th through the 20th, 2025. Our training is about 125 hours in a condensed format with about 20 to 25 hours of pre-study so that when you come in, you can hit the ground running, so to speak. So again, go to Banyan Hypnosis Career Training, and I would love to see you in class. With that, Cal Banyan, over and out.